On a warm spring evening, just after sunset, on a Cape Cod cranberry bog, sounds of amphibian love fill the air. To attract females, male spring peeper frogs fill their vocal sacs and expel a mighty peep. This species of frog, pound for pound, might make the loudest sound in nature. Though no bigger than the tip of your thumb, the peeper's call can reach between 90 and 110 decibels, loud enough to sound painful to the human ear. But in the past decade, scientists began to notice a disturbing springtime trend. Silence. Frog species across the globe are disappearing. Boston University frog researcher Chris Schneider explains.
Frogs have been around for 350, 400 million years, almost. They've managed to make it through some of the mass extinctions that affected huge numbers of organisms on Earth. They made it through the Cretaceous-Tertiary extinction that caused the extinction of the dinosaurs. And now, all of a sudden, we have this phenomenon of declining amphibians, and particularly frogs are disappearing from places that are even what we would regard as pristine. There have been these declines documented all around the world, and we really don't know why. Something seems to be terribly wrong, but we don't really know what it is.
Frogs are amazingly diverse, and saving that diversity is important, not only for the ecosystems that the animals inhabit, but for humans as well. Wood frogs, like those you hear right now, have evolved the ability to freeze in the wintertime. Once the temperature drops low enough, they produce a glucose-like substance that acts as antifreeze. During the winter months, these frogs don't just hibernate, they die. Their heart stops completely, only to start beating again as the frogs thaw in the spring. Some amphibians, like this toad, can evade infections before they're even born. When a mold attacks the eggs hatch prematurely. Boston University grad student Michael Caldwell studies the red-eye tree frog, which is native to South America. Like the toad, the red-eyed tree frog eggs hatch prematurely in response to danger. But these frogs aren't escaping from mold. They're escaping from predators, like snakes and wasps. When a snake starts to eat a clutch of eggs, the embryos sense the predator's vibrations, hatch within seconds, drop into the water, and swim away to safety. To visit the red-eyed tree frog, Caldwell and I journey to a temperature-controlled room in the basement of the science building. Because the frogs are nocturnal, the warm, moist room is completely dark, and Caldwell wears a headlamp to navigate.
Yeah, it's definitely a behavior. The embryo is sensing the vibration, classifying it as either dangerous or benign, and escaping actively. Vibration alone can stimulate the hatching, and somehow they're getting this information. How they're doing that, we don't know. We think it may be...
For the red-eyed tree frogs inside their eggs, the trick is distinguishing between the vibrations of predatory threats, like snakes and wasps, and other vibrations, like rain, that won't harm the animals. Somehow, the embryos know the difference.
So, rain excites a lot of the frequencies that snakes do. Actually, telling between them is pretty complicated. They have to integrate several pieces of information. So you can imagine if something were to come up and just shake a clutch nonstop, that wouldn't induce the clutch to hatch, because it doesn't have the temporal pattern of a snake.
Thankfully, red-eyed tree frogs remain abundant in Costa Rica and Panama. But Caldwell says other frogs aren't so lucky.
This species seems to be doing pretty well, at least in the areas that we study it. It doesn't mean its range isn't shrinking, but in Panama we have a pond that there's lots and lots of these frogs. However, there are frogs next to it, and definitely the frogs in Costa Rica that are disappearing.
Schneider says that frog experts are searching desperately to find an answer to these mysterious extinctions before frogs disappear forever. Schneider and other scientists do have one suspect in this frog murder mystery, the chytrid fungus. This fungus is known to have killed large numbers of amphibians in pristine areas of Panama and Australia. Since then, researchers have also found frogs infected with fungus in Africa, Europe, and South, Central, and North America.
frogs are probably particularly sensitive because most of them have an aquatic life stage as well as a terrestrial life stage. The declines that are affecting frogs are particularly affecting frogs that have aquatic tadpoles. The fungus is found in water. This chytrid fungus that's affecting them is a waterborne fungus. So they're getting exposed there. It could be that there's something else in the water that's affecting their ability to be resistant. You know, we just don't know, but it's probably something to do with that aquatic phase.
The fungus attacks the amphibians as they undergo metamorphosis from a tadpole to a frog. Higher levels of ultraviolet radiation, possibly due to human pollution, could weaken the frog's immune systems, making them vulnerable to the chytrid fungus. But the fungus alone is not the only answer in these mass frog die-offs. So Schneider and others continue to look for answers.
You know, I always, whenever I talk about frogs and things, I always think of Rachel Carson's Silent Spring, you know, because for a lot of people, you know, going out in the spring is not just hearing birds and stuff, but hearing all the different frogs calling, you know, spring peepers and wood frogs in this area, and toads calling and things. And we're starting to miss that. I hope that we learn what's going on before we lose them. I think that'd be a terrible tragedy.
For WBUR in Boston, this is Corey Hatch.